Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas, my mother, Chaya Rachabas David Tzvi, and we have made it to the end of the Torah, unbelievably. Thank you so much for joining the series, Hidden Treasures of the Midrash. We started with Parshas Bereishis, and here we are, Parshas Vezos HaBracha. I want to take a look at the last Midrash in Midrash Rabbah, Devarim Rabbah, and it's very long, and I try to keep these shiurim to 5 to 10 minutes. So I think I'll just try to go through bits and pieces of it. But it's really an amazing midrash. So many different haros and different points that we can zone in on and discuss and take many lessons out of. But a lot of these are very fascinating. It's just such an interesting conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu has with Hashem and really everybody in Shemayim has. Regarding the death of Moshe. So let's take a look at this and see some of this firsthand inside. Midrash is in Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Yud Aleph, Simin Yud. So it's, again, Parsha Yud Aleph, Simin Yud. Midrash starts, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esther Misas Ksubos Alav Al Moshe. There are 10 deaths written about regarding Moshe. Elohim, Hein Kovri Yamecha Lemus, Umus Bahar, Kienochi Meis, Kiedati Acharei Mosi, Viafak Kiacharei Mosi, Lifnei Moso, Ben Esmeiv Estrim Shana Bemoso, Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. So these are just a bunch of different psukim that mention Moshe's death. When Moshe says, he says, like, I'm going to die soon, you're going to die soon, I'm going to die. All these different psukim, most of them are in Sefer Devarim. There's one Vayihi Achrei Mos Moshe, Moshe Avdi Meis. Those are two psukim from Yehoshua, but we have in Chumash and then in really the Devarim in Yehoshua, 10 mentions of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Malame chada sora pamim nigzar lav shali kanes la'aretz Yisrael v'dayin lo nischatem gzar din hakasha ad shenigla lav beisin hagadol. That there were 10 times that there was a decree made that he should not enter Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't sealed yet. There wasn't a gzar din yet, there wasn't a sealing of the gzar din of this decree until the beisin hagadol, the high court said so. Amar lo, he said to him, Gzeira hi milfanai shelo sa'avor. Hashem says, there's a gzeira that he's not going to pass. Shenamar ki lo sa'avor es ha'yardin. V'davar zeh ha'yakav einav shel Moshe. But this was like a small thing in Moshe's eyes. Shamar Yisrael chatu chatos gedolos kama pamim v'kibin shvikashti aleim rachim miyab v'kibo v'meni. Moshe Rabbeinu basically says, I know you made this gzeira that I can't enter Eretz Yisrael, but come on. Let's be real, says Moshe Rabbeinu. How many times did the Jewish people commit terrible sins, and I davened for them, and I'm just skipping a little inside, and all the times that you said, Hashem, that you were going to destroy them after Chet Egel, after Chet Meraglim, and Vayomer Hashem Slachti, right, you've forgiven them, so me, Shalocha Tasi Minu Urai, I haven't sinned since I was young, all the more so, look, for sure you should accept my experience. So at that point, Hashem heard that Hashem that Moshe made light of it. That's when Hashem swore by his great name that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's a pasuk quoted in Sefer Bamidbar. V'chevan shira, right, and then it says, quotes a pasuk in Shmuel, v'chein nishbati l'beis Eli, similar like a type of shvuah that we see by beis Eli. V'chevan shira shemosha shenechtam alav gzardin, gzar alav tanis, v'aguga katan v'amun besocha. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the gzardin was sealed, he declared for himself a fast, and he made an uga. He made like a small circle in the ground, and he stood inside it. Vamar, and he said, "Eini zaz mikana shetavata lo sagzera. I'm not leaving this spot until Hashem, you nullify your decree." Bosa shah me'asa Moshe levash sach minisatev sach minispalish ba'efer va'amad betvila v'sachrin v'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he was involved in sackcloth and fasting and davening before Hashem. Achin izdazu shemayim va'aretz v'sidrei bereishis, until the entire heavens and earth and everything that was created during creation shook. V'amru shema higiyu tzivyono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadesh es olamo. Yatzda baska v'arma adayin lo higiyu tzivyono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadesh es olamo. Everyone thought there was going to be a new world order. Hashem was going to create the world based on the world, how it was shaking. And basically Hashem responds, nope, that's not what happened. What's happening here? Okay. And I said, and I'll just hold off for a moment just to, you know, come up from air from this long midrash. First of all, it's fascinating that, you know, the midrash seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu sinned in a sin that's not mentioned in the Torah by making light of Hashem's punishments, because he always stood at the defense of Klal Yisrael and saw through all his davening that Hashem forgave them. So he said over here, okay, so I know you made a decree against me, but okay, you so many times people have sinned and I've davened, so my davening should work. And Hashem, at that point, Hashem swears, you know, he should have just kept on davening. Is there something else that's lacking as well? Perhaps, you know, not confessing to his chait. Oh, it's unclear, but there is some sort of sin that he committed by making light of Hashem's judgment, and that's when it was actually finalized. Ironically, another point, which is very interesting, is that we see something similar to Choni HaMa'agel in Maseches Tanis, that Choni made a circle around himself. He said, "I'm not moving from the circle until you bring rain." So we see that, you know, according to this midrash, there was a precedent to that, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself did that. And anyway, so we get where we were holding. The earth is shaking and quaking in the heavens, and everyone is wondering if Hashem is going to recreate the world. Hashem says, no, that's not true. Mesa Kodesh Baruch Hu Basasha, Hichriz Bechol Shar V'Shar Shel Rukiya V'Rukiya Bechol Beizn U'Beizn Shalei Kabel Tfilasu Shel Moshe V'Lo Yalu Osa Lefanov. Hashem made an announcement to all the gates in the heavens and of all the heavens and all the skies and every basin that they should not accept the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu and that he should not go before them. Oso Malach Shem Emuna Al Hachroza Achzeriel. I don't even know if I'm supposed to mention his name. But the announcing angel, Ba'osa Shah Kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'vahal of Amar Lehem Malach Yashari Serdu B'vahal of Nalu Kol Shari Rakiya Rakiya. They basically made this announcing angel made an announcement that nobody should listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's pleas. But he said Shagavar Kol Tefila Klapi Malo Vikshu La'asar Kibnei Kol Tefila Sosha Moshe, that this that the voice of Moshe is you know, very powerful and it's going up. That his tefillah was like a sword that's like cutting through, it's like tearing through and cutting through, and it can't be held back. It's going everywhere that was trying to block out his tefillah. Shaisa tefillah me'in shem ha'maforash, shalomed me, and it means it's a different malach. And v'ashmach harai kol rash gadol, v'ruch kavod Hashem komo. So it quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel, which you mentioned in Kedusha, and mentioned specifically in full in Uvala Tzion, Ve'ein Rash Elazia, the Rash, this great noise, means shaking. Ve'ein Gadol Moshe, we said Rash Gadol, it's the Rash of the Gadol, who's Moshe, right? And of course, the Pasuk that says the Moshe was Gadol Ma'od. So basically, this Rash Gadol that was heard is the Rash of Moshe, that Moshe was making a loud noise and shaking the heavens. That's the Rash Gadol. So what does Hashem say? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. Yeah. So Mahu Baruch Kivod Hashem Imkomo. Right? Hashem kind of responds with Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo, B'shah Sharo'u Galgle Merkava V'Sarfi Lahava Shemar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Tzakav L'Tzvi L'Tzvi Moshe. So Hashem is telling more different heavenly things not to receive the presence of Moshe, not to accept his tefillos. And that there's that Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo means that Ein L'Fun of Masa L'Fun of Lo L'Katam Lo L'Gadol. Now, Hashem doesn't show favoritism. Then it goes on to speak about the 515 tefillos that Moshe davened, which is Gemashra V'Hashanan. Whether it's worth noting over here that there are certain parts of this Midrash, but related points that are mentioned in Midrash Tanhuma on Parshas V'Hashanan right over here. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit more. So Moshe says, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Galoy v'yadu lefnecha yigiv et tzari shenitzarti al Yisrael. Hashem, it's revealed before you how much effort I did on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Hashiyu me'aminu me'lashmecha, until they would believe in you. Kama tzari shenitzarti alehem, b'mitzvos ashekavati lehen Torah mitzvos. He said, I worked so hard to get them to do Torah mitzvos. Amarti kishar isi b'tzarasan kach ere b'tovasan. So I assumed, if I, you know, I said to myself, if I would see them in their suffering, so I would be also see the good for them. You're about to do the good for Klal Yisrael. To Omer Li, Lo Savor Se Yarden Azeh. You're not going to let me go. And I'll skip a little bit more. So, okay, it's going a little long, so I'm just going to really stick to more just saying it outside. But basically, Hashem says to Moshe, you know, listen, I can't bring you live to Olam Haba, so I need to kill you first in Olam Hazeh. Moshe says, listen, I'm not going to be brought into the land, then I should be like one of the animals or maybe one of the birds. The Yosef over here says some Kabbalistic ideas regarding Gilgulim, and specifically Gilgulim. And it seems like specifically Gilgulim and animals over here, but not to get into that now. Hashem rejects Moshe's request and sends Gavriel to kill him. Gavriel, the Malach, says he's not able to. Hashem turns to Michal, his right-hand man, almost literally, and Michal tries, but Michal can't bring himself to do it. Hashem asks the Samach Mem. Samach Mem is the evil angel related to the Satan. And he tries, but he's unsuccessful. Moshe, he tries to go to Moshe. I have to read this inside. It says that miad lovash kas v'chogar charbo v'nisatefach zorius, that the Samach Mem wrapped himself in anger and girded his loins and got a sword on his loins, and he wrapped himself in achzorius and cruelty, and he went to greet Moshe kevan shara'o. So when he saw Moshe shehu yoshe v'chosef shem maforish, he was writing out the name of Hashem v'zohar mar'eu doma la'shemesh, and the light that was shining on him was similar to the sun v'hu doma la'malach Hashem tzivakos. It was like a malach. The Samach Mem was afraid of Moshe. He said, for sure we can't do it. And v'terem shehera Samach Mem es atzmo v'lo Moshe haya Moshe yodeh sheba Samach Mem. Moshe knew the Samach Mem was coming. V'kevan shera Samach Mem es Moshe achazatu ra'ada v'chil kayoleda. The Samach Mem was terrified, like a woman giving birth, screaming and shaking. Velomata pishon peladaberi Moshe. He didn't have an opening to say anything to Moshe until Moshe le Samach Mem. Until Moshe le Samach Mem, ain shalom. He quotes a pasuk. There's no shalom to the evil ones. He says to him, Litol nishmasa rabasi. I came to take your soul. Amar lo mi shigrecha. He said, who sent you? Amar lo mi shabaras kol abrios. The one who created all creation sent me to take your neshama. Amar lo, Moshe says back to him, you're not taking my neshama. Amar lo. So the Samach Mem says, listen, Moshe, kol baya olam nishmasan misurin liadi. Everybody who comes into this world, their souls are given to me eventually. Amar lo, he says, yesh bikoch mi kol baya olam. He's like, no, I'm special. I have koach that's you know, greater than everybody else in the world. Amar lo, ma kochach. He says, what's your strength? Amar lo, ani ben Amram, sheizatzi mei imi mahu, b'no tzachli maleni, v'ob gender. Okay, and Moshe goes into a whole list of things that are special about that he has unique strength, saying that he was born with a bris milah, and he talked and he walked at birth and didn't even nurse, and he had nevuah at 3 months old, and that he would receive the Torah, and that he took the crown of Paro, and he made osos and mosim, wonders in Mitzrayim, he took out Klal Yisrael, he fought with Malachim, got the Torah, etc. He has this whole long list of things that makes him different from other people, and why he's the exception to the rule that the Malach Mavis, the Samach Mem, takes him. So the Samach Mem delivers the message back to Hashem, who sends him back again, and then he says that, no, he says, Hashem told me to come back, I'm here again, I'm going to take you. Moshe starts beating him with a mate, with the Shem Hashem on it. He's beating the Malach Mavis. Hashem calls out Moshe, telling him that it was time for to die. But Moshe says, fine, but don't let the Malach HaMavis take me. Don't let Hashem said that he shouldn't worry, for he himself is going to take him to the burial. And Moshe immediately is, the Midrash says, he's Mekadesh himself like the Seraphim. He sanctifies himself like these fire angels. And then Hashem came down. And then Midrash says, three Malachim set up Moshe's bed. At Hashem's instruction, Moshe folds his arms and legs. And Hashem calls, says Hashem calls for BT, his daughter. Then he says, Hashem says, my daughter, talking to the neshama, to return after a 120-year stay in Moshe's body. The neshama then humbly begs not to go. He says, no, please, I don't want to go. I want to stay here. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem insists again that the neshama should come. The neshama reiterates that it wants to stay in Moshe's pure body, which separated from any Tashra Shemitah since the Sneh. And Midrash says, unlike Uzzah and Uzzahel, rather fallen angels, we'll talk about them a different time, who fell to the temptations of Benos HaRotzos. But the neshama so says, again, I don't want to. At that moment, Hashem gave Moshe the neshika. He gave him a certain type of kiss, and through that kiss, he took the neshama with neshikas peh, the kiss of the mouth. And upon Moshe's death, Hashem and the Ruach HaKodesh, of course, a bunch of different psukim that they call out, right? Ruach HaKodesh Omer. No, sorry. I skipped. V'hai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha. Hashem cried out, "Mi yakum li im reyim, mi yatzev li im po'alei aven." Who's gonna stand up for me against those who do bad? And then the Ruach HaKodesh Omer, "V'lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kamosha." The Ruach HaKodesh calls out that there's no other navi that's ever be like Moshe. And the Shemayim cries out a pasuk from Micha, and the Eretz, the land, cries out a pasuk from Micha, the same pasuk of the land, a different part of the pasuk. And then Yeshua, when Yeshua was looking for his Rebbe, v'lo matzo, he couldn't find his Rebbe, he realized he had passed away. He cried a pasuk, Hoshia Hashem, save us Hashem, ki gamar chasin, of course, that pasuk, v'malachei asharis, omrim, tzidkas Hashem asa, that's a pasuk in our hearts. It's also a bracha. Tzidkas Hashem asa, mishvatav im Yisrael. Tzidkas Hashem asa, that the righteousness of Hashem he did. That's what the Malachi Shari say. Umishvatav im Yisrael, and judgments or laws with Yisrael is the second part of the pasuk. Is what Yisrael he cried out, but this pasuk therefore is it's the second shot in Rashi there in Rashi on our pasuk that says it's referring to Moshe, not to the tribe of Gad, because it's in the Brach of Gad. Then it's Midrash ends. Elu ve'elu hayu omrim yavo shalom yenuchu al mishkavosam holeichu nocho zecher tzadik levrach v'nishmaso l'chayei olam haba amar keni hi ratzon baruch Hashem l'ilam amin v'amin, and the Midrash ends. So I'm sorry, that was quite long, and I didn't even get to read all of it inside. But just to see what a powerfully dramatic Midrash that is, referring to a heavily dramatic scene where Moshe was so desperately wanted to stay in the world, so desperately wanted to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and it was such a fight that nobody—not Gavriel, not Michal, not the Samach Mem—nobody could get in except Hashem himself. And even when Hashem went to do it, the neshama refused a couple of times to leave, and in fact completely refused until Hashem forced the neshama out. And then even after the neshama was taken out, Hashem lamented, the Ruach HaKodesh lamented, Shemayim Va'aretz lamented. Yoshua lamented, the Malachi Shareis, Klal Yisrael, everyone was, oh my goodness, I cannot believe Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. So just to, there's so many takeaways from this Midrash. So, of course, what a loss to Klal Yisrael not having Moshe is, and us needing to be able to step up in ways to fill this gap that we can never possibly fill, as well as the very important lesson about how badly Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stay in this world, which is unbelievable. You know, he could have gone to Olam Haba. Hashem said, I have to kill you to take you to Olam Haba. He said, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael first. So it shows the importance and beauty and much more than beauty of Eretz Yisrael, how critical it is to be in Eretz Yisrael, but also just Olam Hazeh in this world to appreciate and take advantage. This famous story about the Vilna Gaon crying on his deathbed because he's leaving a world where for just kopecks you can buy tzitzis and fulfill mitzvos and build up Olam Haba, and once you get to Olam Haba, you're done, right? There's an isser of loig l'rush of showing off certain things like having tzitzis out in a cemetery because it's mocking those who are poor of mitzvos, who can't achieve mitzvos anymore, because being alive is so incredible. We're able to be involved in Torah and mitzvos and build up an Olam Haba, and Moshe Rabbeinu would do anything, did everything in his power to try to stay in this world. So while we are here, we are in this world to appreciate that gift, to not Chas V'Shalom, kill time, let time pass, but to utilize our time, maximize our time. Again, this series should be Ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chayah Rachamos David Tzvi, who used all of her time for Avodas Hashem, all her time in this world, and now that she's in the next world, so she doesn't have that opportunity anymore for us to be able to learn Torah in her neshama's schus is something that I appreciate. So thank you for listening. Mazel Tov and the Siyum on Torah and the Siyum on a series of Hidden Treasures of the Midrash. And Be'ez Hashem, I hope you're able to tune into future Parsha series this coming year.